You're listening to SBS News.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has promised to retake the rebel-controlled city of Idlib, backed by his Russian and Iranian allies. Idlib province and the surrounding area are home to an estimated 3 million people, nearly half of them civilians displaced from other parts of Syria. But they also hold an estimated 10,000 fighters from a range of militant groups, including fighters linked to al-Qaeda and IS. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on foreign powers, particularly Russia and Iran, to do everything they can to avoid a bloodbath.
I'm here to make an appeal about the unfolding situation in Syria's Idlib province. So much is at stake. It is absolutely essential to avoid a full-scale battle in Idlib. This would unleash a humanitarian nightmare, unlike any seen in the blood-soaked Syrian conflict.
President Assad has launched what the government hopes will be the final battle for territory in the seven-year-old civil war. Government and Russian warplanes began airstrikes in Idlib last week as a possible prelude to a full-scale offensive. Antonio Guterres says it could trigger the worst humanitarian catastrophe of the 21st century, potentially uprooting 800,000 people.
I make a clear appeal to all parties directly and indirectly involved, and in particular the three guarantors of the de-escalation zone, namely Iran, Russia and Turkey. Spare no effort to find solutions that protect civilians, preserve basic services and hospitals, ensure full respect for international humanitarian law.
Russia's Syria envoy, Alexander Leventiev, says Russia hopes for a peaceful resolution, but believes it's Turkey's responsibility to separate fighters from groups like al-Qaeda and ISIS from others considered more moderate.
We are saying that the situation in Idlib should be settled, most preferably in a peaceful way. What we mean? We mean that dealing with the moderate opposition who are there, it is possible to abstain from using military force.
The United States UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says it's time for Russia to stop wasting other countries' time when it comes to peace in Syria.
The United States has long past taking Russia and Iran at their word that they are interested in protecting civilians in Idlib from further violence. It's time for Russia to stop wasting our time when it comes to peace in Syria. Russia and Iran have had every opportunity to demonstrate their credibility as constructive actors in Syria. They created so-called de-escalation zones throughout Syria, which they have cynically, systematically, and ruthlessly violated.
Ms. Haley says the United States welcomes any opportunity to discuss the prospects for a diplomatic solution in Syria. But she has warned of Russia and Iran distorting the conversation, calling their actions those of cowards interested in a bloody military conquest.
Let's talk about the facts on the ground in Syria. This month already, the world has seen a clear military escalation in Idlib. Russian and Assad regime air forces launched over 100 airstrikes. They are using barrel bombs, rockets, and artillery. They are targeting hospitals and medical facilities. They are conducting ruthless double-tap strikes on civilian volunteers like the White Helmets.
Double-tap strikes are when forces strike an area, wait for the first respondents to arrive, then strike again. The US ambassador calls it a disgusting tactic of terrorists, not professional soldiers. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.